My name is Ashley Batchelor. My fiance is Rajon Rondo. He plays for the Boston Celtics. And we are here at the Basketball Wives About Business Forum. And my idea of why we are here is to get a group of women together who share a similar lifestyle and to connect, because I feel like a lot of people think that we are disconnected, we don't get along. I think we are here to connect and empower each other to be business women, to be goal-oriented, to be focused on doing something for ourselves, being better women for our families, mm-hmm. and just to share ideas, to empower each other.
So tell us a little bit about how you all, as a group of wives, girlfriends, partners, fiancés in your case, differ from the images that people are so familiar with on TV. And what do you think of those images?
First of all, I think the images are very negative and very stereotypical. I think that, one, the media has a way of shaping people's ideas. They know what sells. They know what's going to get people to watch. So, you know, what may be an interview or taping may not all be negative, but it's portrayed, what we see is portrayed very negatively. And going out and being in the community, people think, oh, you're a basketball wife. Oh, can you sit down and have lunch with somebody? Do you throw things across the table? And that is very disheartening, because that's not who we are. That's not what we stand for. We are women. We are business women. We are mothers. We run our families. We are strong, powerful women, and we can sit in a room other women and have a conversation, and we are there for each other. I know on our team, it's like a family, because we aren't with our families. We're all from different places. We come together. We have parties with our kids together. We have lunches together. We support each other. We're there for each other, because our husbands travel. And when they're gone, it's just us. Mm-hmm. So we're very happy women. We're not just sharing sad stories and, oh, this happened to me and this goes on. And no, we have great lives. We're very blessed. And we're in a position to be there for each other. So that's what we do. People don't get to see that we go to the grocery store every day. We cook dinner for our families every day. We give our kids baths, read bedtime stories. That's the type of women that we are. And in doing that, in being the women for our families and the support system for our husbands, we create a life for ourselves. We run our businesses. We coordinate our husband's business. We take care of our children. We do everything. We're the CEO of our family. We're the all-star of our family. So that's what we do.
Do you all actually watch these shows? And if you do, what's the conversation like with amongst yourselves, amongst you and your family? What are your conversations like when you see these shows, amongst each other, amongst your family and friends?
Well, I know that with my fiance and I, we've realized that these reality shows are like the new soap operas for our generation. It's dramatic. It's a whole lot to handle. It's not real. And sometimes, I know for myself, I text my friends and I'm just like, girl, can you believe this?
So the same thing we're saying.
The same thing you're saying is the same thing we're saying.
Yes.
You know, and it's terrible. We're in the position where we're like, this is what they really think of us.
Yes.
And it's not true. Mm-hmm. It's so not true. I'm in workout clothes every day.
Yes.
Doing what I need to do. I'm going over my...
Wait. Hair look a mess in sweatpants. You are supposed to be rocking stilettos like 24/7, lunching.
I might be in a dirty t-shirt, mm-hmm. Hair might be crazy, head on, and I am on the go all day, every day. Yes. I'm going over to my friend's house, we are relaxing, we might have a glass of wine, kids playing, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not crazy.
Right.
We're very grounded, yes. You know? I don't have assistants running around. I don't have housekeeping, maid, hair. No. We clean our own house.
Okay, what about on TV whenever you have a friend over, there's a personal chef over in the corner?
I don't have a personal chef. I'm the chef.
I found a chart online. It was like the jobs that a mom, housewife has. I'm the chef, I'm the nanny, I'm the babysitter, I'm the electrician, I'm the contractor, I'm the landscaper, chauffeur. I'm the chauffeur.
Put the toys together.
Yes, I am the handyman. We are, that's who we are. We do everything. Yes. We do everything.
So tell us a little bit, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you hope to get out of this conference. And if you don't mind, talk about what kind of business endeavors you want to engage in.
My name is Natasha Dooling. I'm married to Keon Dooling. He played with the Memphis Grizzlies last year. We're a free agent this year, so don't know where we're going to be. But I know we're going to be somewhere. This event that Ms. Tiffany Wilcox put together was amazing. I mean, it's bringing us together, you know what I mean? Because some of us don't know each other. So, it's, you know, we're getting to know different wives, you know, off different teams. So, you know, maybe some of us one day, you know, might be on the same team. But it's just teaching us how to come together, you know what I mean? How to, you know, stand for each other, help each other out, be there for each other, and, you know, support each other's businesses. And what I want to do is, you know, I already started, me and my husband, we started Respect Foundation. It's for kids who's been molested or abused in any kind of way. You know, and we just want to help those people, not just kids, you know, adults, anybody who need help. You know, we want to just provide, you know, counseling for them, you know, just, you know, teach them, you know, how, you know, not to keep quiet if something happened to you, to say and let somebody know that, yes, this happened to me. Because that person needs to be held responsible for doing that. So, you know, Respect Foundation is where I'm at right now. And we're getting that kicked off. You can check it out. It's www.respectfoundation55.org. You know, and it's we're going to have like a hotline on there for kids, somebody that they can call immediately if they ever been touched or anything. And just give them all the information that they need, you know, because there's some adults out there who been touched when they was children and never said anything. So, you know, that's my goal. That's what I'm doing. And I think the thing that Tiffany is doing is going to help us basketball wives, real basketball wives, you know, put out, you know, what, you know, put out whatever, you know, our heart desire, you know, all our business and stuff that we have going on, because we do have stuff going on. We do run business and we do run our families, you know. It's a lot that we do and it's hard. You know, this is not easy, and I think people think that we live a easy going life, and it's just not true. It's hard. It's hard being an athlete's wife, you know. No matter if it's football, basketball, boxing, whatever it is, it's just hard. You know, because everything is, you know, just out there. You know, it's just, you know, I just thank God for Basketball Wife about business, because it's going to help us and make us grow together.
So is it okay to use the term basketball wives? Because I almost feel like it's taken a negative connotation, but you all actually say basketball wives.
I guess if that's what, I'm a wife, you know what I mean? Right. Like, I'm a wife. Like, I don't call myself a basketball wife. I'm a wife. I'm Keon Dooling's wife. And that's why I am. And I'm a mother, you know, to my four kids. You know, I don't label myself as, oh, I'm a basketball wife, because that's not what I am. You know, I'm a wife. That's just my husband's job. So happen to be his job. So
I guess people who work at IBM don't, their husbands work at IBM, they don't go around saying, I'm an IBM wife. Yeah. Tiffany, tell me a little bit about why you put this together, what your inspiration was.
I put Basketball Wives About Business together because I wanted us ladies, basically, the advantage I saw from my husband being on different teams, Chris Wilcox, was meeting a lot of different women that had goals and had dreams and had aspirations, but they didn't know which avenues to take. They got caught up in their husbands' lives. Like, I would ask people, you know, when you were a little girl, what did you want to be when you grew up? Not, this man's wife or this man's wife, you know, you had dreams. You may want to be a teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, you know, someone to write children's books. I mean, a lot of us want to do so much stuff, but, you know, we never really actively went out and did it. So basically, I wanted to put this together, get a group of business people, spiritual leaders together, inspire us to let them know we can do this. So I've really had a great turnout, great feedback, and everyone seems to be enjoying themselves.
Now, is this organization your business endeavor, or do you have other endeavors above and beyond this?
Well, this is one. I do have other things up my sleeve, but this is definitely what I'm working on now. I'm also a hairstylist. Like, that's another thing. A lot of us have degrees. I have an MBA. So I'm a hairstylist. I work for Veda and been doing that for 7 years. So that's one thing. I want to open up salons and spas. I want to do a whole lot of other things. I'm writing a hair book right now. So we have other things going on, but this definitely is something that I said this needs to happen now.
I think this is a great idea. I mean, I think this is a great idea for all sorts of women in all types of situations.
Definitely.
You know, I think this is something that you could see happen for all types of different groups of just, you know, moms.
Right. But I wanted it for us, because mm-hmm. our husbands, they have so much of a spotlight, mm-hmm. and I just wanted to celebrate us. Mm-hmm. So that's why I, you know, made it just for Basketball Wives, and we are about business.